Political polls. Can you believe them?
Which ones do you trust?
Well, I'm inclined to say, when people ask, that the only one that counts is the one that happens on October the 17th this year.
That's right. The only poll that counts is the one on Election Day.
So welcome. I'm Simon Ewing-Jarvie.
And I'm Heather Roy.
And this is the Voter Talk podcast series for New Zealand's general election happening on the 19th of September. And today we're talking about election polls. There's been a couple out lately, Heather.
Yeah, there has, and one got particular notice because it felt like a real outlier. It had the Labour Party at 60% and the National Party at 25%.
Well,
but there's been a subsequent poll that seemed to me to be much more realistic anyway. It brought things back to where it instinctively feels the parties are lying at the moment.
So how many polls are there?
There's three major ones that people pay attention to in New Zealand. The TV1 Colmar Brunton poll, the News Hub Reid Research poll, and the Roy Morgan poll.
Right. Well, a lot of you will have heard of all those. There are some differences in the method that they apply, but it's reassuring to know that there is actually a political polling code in New Zealand. And if you go online to researchassociation.nz, that's Research Association, all one word, and go search in there, you'll find the political polling code that describes the rules that these companies have to abide by in terms of their research and the presentation of their facts as well.
Yeah, it talks about things like the polls should be above 500 or 600. The three big ones that we've just talked about already always poll about 1,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
And other things like that, when you should ask political questions if you're doing an omnibus survey, that type of thing.
Yeah, so the number is important that you survey, but also the breakdown of how you reach them. So the three companies, can you just run us through how they differ in their approach?
Sure. The Colmar Brunton poll looks at, this is a randomised poll, it looks at 600 people are accessed by their mobiles or their cell phones and 400 by landlines. Some polling companies use internet panels, but the Colmar Brunton doesn't.
Right, so News Hub Reid Research is one of those ones that does internet panels. They've got about 300 in their 1,000-person sample, 700 by phone, mix of landline and mobile, although I haven't found them declaring how that's split. And Roy Morgan?
And Roy Morgan have a mix of landline and mobile phones.
So when you get the 1,000 people, you're more or less guaranteed to have a margin of error about 3% plus or minus. So if they're saying that a party's on 30%, that means they're somewhere between 27% and 33% statistically, right?
Yeah, that's right. And that means 95% of the time you can have confidence in that margin of error. So if you look at that the other way around, 5% of the time, or 1 in 20 polls, are likely to show, just by reason of normal chance, that it might be an outlier.
Yeah. And the important thing to remember is one poll is not statistically worth a whole lot. You need at least three data points to get a trend. So if you see, you know, three Colmar Brunton polls or three Reid Research polls or three Roy Morgan polls all going one way or flatlining, then you can be reasonably confident that something is moving there.
That's right. So a good example is Judith Collins at the moment. There's only been two polls out since she became the leader of the party.
Hmm.
So it's hard to say that you've got a trend with any of the figures that have come back about her yet. But when the next poll's done, we will be starting to see some trends about her impact.
Hmm. Okay. Also, if there's been some newsworthy events change of leadership's one, but you know, people getting sacked has been another topical one lately, they're going to have some sort of effect on the poll at that particular time, which is why just one isn't necessarily that useful. Though.
Another important thing to look out for is the number of undecideds in polls. When they're presented, they tend to be a big focus on how the major parties have done, followed by the minor parties. But what's often left out of the equation is how many undecided voters there were in that poll. In the most recent Colmar Brunton TV1 poll, there were 14% of people undecided. Mm. That's really quite significant in the bigger picture. But in the more recent News Hub Reid Research poll, there were only 6% undecided. So that does vary quite a lot.
Yeah. So what else is important?
Polling's a bit of a science, really, and those people who take it very seriously really do take it seriously. And if you want to read a bit more about the methodologies that different pollsters engage, my favourite website to go to is 538.com. So those figures are spelt out in full. It's an American site, but it talks about all the ifs, buts and maybes known to the polling world. And it's got a lot of fascinating information on it.
Great. So there's a couple of other pollsters you can go and have a look at. Stuff and Massey University did an election survey, about 70,000 people in that one. It's self-selecting, so it's not scientific, random scientific poll. But it does give some interesting pointers to some things that the electorate is feeling. And what other ones are there?
Oh, there's quite a number of parties. Yes.
Radio New Zealand do a poll of polls, too, don't they? Which is just weighting across all the different companies.
Yeah, and when the politicians pay more attention to those, I think, than to the individual polls, because they average the results out, and you are looking over a defined period, usually a shorter period leading up to the election, seeing the average of all the polls that exist there. So I think Radio New Zealand and Courier both do a poll of polls leading into the election. And not surprisingly, the polls that you do see close into the election are likely to be much, much more accurate than those that even this far out.
Right. Well, if you've got any questions for us about that, you can contact us through our website and talkpoint.co.nz. That's TORQUEPOINT.co.nz. We're on Facebook and YouTube and LinkedIn and other places where you can find us and get in touch and send your questions in if you've got something you want to hear about from people who have been elected or worked up in Parliament. Heather, have you got a political quote for us for today?
I have. We thought we might throw a few political quotes into these podcasts because they're always interesting. And today's one is by Groucho Marx. So take it as you find it, perhaps with a grain of salt. But he said this about politics. Politics is the art of looking for trouble, finding it everywhere, diagnosing it incorrectly, and applying the wrong remedies.
Very good. That's it for today. I'm Simon Ewing-Jarvie.
And I'm Heather Roy. We'll talk to you soon.